Gee, I wonder why Fred is taking so long.
Hello, boys and girls. Sorry for the delay, but here's what you've been waiting for. The champion of fair play, honor, and justice, the one and only Superstone.
Be-ha!
Stop it!
Superstone!
I knew Superstone would get there in time.
Sure, so did I. Doesn't he always? Boy, such baloney!
Hey, Fred, watch him clean house now.
Brother, what corn?
Oh, Superstone, you've done it again.
Yes, wherever there is evil and lawlessness, Superstone will always be on hand to see that fair play, honesty, and justice triumph.
Farewell, Superstone.
Be-hee-haw-haw! Be-hee-haw-haw!
Oh, Rubble, how you can watch that junk is beyond me. Imagine a grown man flying around and going,
Be-hee-haw-haw!
Hey, you give that Superstone yell pretty good. The kids love it. Go on, do it again.
Ah, baloney.
Brad, Pebbles, dinner's ready.
And we've got to go home, Barney.
Yeah, just a second, Betty. I want to hear Superstone's final message. Every Friday, he gives a message for the week.
Message, yuck.
Hey, quiet, Fred. Superstone is going to speak.
Hi there, kids, and you grown-ups who are young in heart. My message today is this. Tomorrow and Sunday, I will be appearing in person at the Bedrock Theater. Admission will be $1. So tell your parents you want to see Superstone. Until then, be-hee-haw-haw.
Boy, a chance to see Superstone in person.
Bam, 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 bam. Okay, now you've got the message. Let's go, Barney.
Yeah, one second, Betty. Yeah, what do you say, Fred? Are we going to take the kids to the show tomorrow?
Are you kidding? For $1 apiece? I wouldn't pay 2 cents to see that character. You take Bam Bam if you want. Pebbles and me are going to stay home.
Oh, Fred, how could you? Now you've made her cry.
Listen, I refuse to pay $2 of my hard-earned money to see that loudmouth yelling, Be-hee-haw! You won't catch me down there in a million years. Oh, all right, Pebbles. Stop crying. I'll take you.
Atta boy, Fred. I knew you'd do it. Superstone here today. Hey, how about that, Fred? Isn't it exciting?
Yeah, I can hardly stand. Come on, let's buy the tickets and get it over with.
Come on, George. Put the suit on and get out there.
Please, they're all waiting.
I'm sorry, boys, but I'm through with that Superstone bit. This telegram will explain everything. Listen. Want you in Holly Rock immediately for lead in my new picture. Signed, Otto Pebblejaw. You see, they want me. Me, not Superstone, but me, the real me.
But you can't walk out on 2,000 kids.
They'll tear the house down.
Even worse, they'll want their money back.
Have a heart, George. Think of those kiddies out there.
Are you kidding? me. Ha ha. See you in the movies, boys.
What do we do now?
I don't know, Sam. I don't know.
Well, where is that guy? We've been waiting for 20 minutes already.
Gee, I don't know. Maybe the weather was bad and they grounded him.
Grounded him? He doesn't really fly, Barney. He's an ordinary guy like you and me.
Well, maybe he had to bust up a gang of crooks.
Oh, boy. Barney, you amaze me. Don't you know this is all an act? I'm going backstage, see what's holding him up. If he's stalling around, I'll pull him out by his ear.
Oh, don't touch him, Fred. Your hand'll burn to a crisp.
Oh, fiddlesticks. You wait here with the kids. I'll be right back.
We gotta try to find somebody to take his place, just for a couple of days.
Yeah, but who could we get?
I'm too fat.
And I'm too skinny.
We need a guy somewhere near George's build, with long arms.
And not too bright.
And with a big, loud mouth.
All right, what's going on here? What's the holdup? Where's Superstone?
Who are you?
I'm Fred Flintstone, and I just paid $2 for me and my kid to see Superstone. And where is he? We want Superstone!
Gee, pal, you got a big mouth.
And not too bright.
Listen, I got an idea. Are you kidding? Look at that face and those flabby muscles.
The mask will hide the face. And the suit's got the muscles built in. I'm telling you, he's our man.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Well, let me handle this.
Gee, Mr. Flintstone, you got a great build. You know that? Boy, look at those arms.
Huh? What are you talking about?
I mean, you got a great physique, Mr. Flintstone, hasn't he, Sam?
Yeah. And look at those muscles on his head.
Well, I try to take care of myself. I'm on the bowling team, you know.
Oh, I can see that. And you've got a big mouth. I mean, a good voice, too.
Say, do you know the Superstone yell?
The Superstone yell? Well, yeah, but why?
Could we hear it once?
Well, I feel pretty silly about it, but what the heck?
Sam, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Sam, we're saved. He's our man.
Hey, what's going on? And where's Superstone? My little girl is out there waiting to see him.
Well, now, just take it easy, Fred. Your little girl will see him in a minute. Let me level with you, Mr. Flintstone. Superstone just got a message that his grandmother is very sick, and he had to rush to her side. You see the spot we're in, don't you?
Yeah, I see that.
We gotta find someone to replace him. Understand?
Yeah, I see that too.
Would you be interested in the job, Mr. Flintstone?
Oh, me? Are you kidding?
You got the build for it.
And the looks for it.
And the brains for it.
But I wouldn't wear this suit for anything.
We'll pay you $20 a day, Mr. Flintstone.
$20 a day for wearing this suit?
Right. For 2 days, that's $40.
$40? Bay-haw! Mister, you got yourself a deal.
Tell him to get the wires ready. Superstone is going to fly again.
Gee, I wonder why Fred is taking so long.
Hello, boys and girls. Sorry for the delay, but here's what you've been waiting for. The champion of fair play, honor, and justice, the one and only Superstone!
Bay-ha-ha!
Boy, poor Fred. He doesn't know what he's missing.
And now, to demonstrate his amazing strength, Superstone will lift 20,000 pounds with one hand. Show him, Superstone.
Whoa-wee, 20,000 pounds!
And now, Superstone will demonstrate the way he deals with the forces of evil.
Hey, hold this. Okay, you bad guys, come on.
Superstone, oh, you're the greatest.
And now, boys and girls, for the next hour, Superstone will give out autographs.
Easy, kids, easy. Don't crowd, the biceps, plenty of autographs for everybody.
Oh, boy, he's great.
What a ham!
Gee, thanks, Mr. Superstone. You're my hero.
Anytime, kid, anytime.
Oh, yoo-hoo, Superstone.
Uh-oh, here comes Barney. Watch me have some fun.
I wonder if we could have four of your autographs, please.
Four? But there's only three of you.
Well, one is for my friend Flintstone. He's not here right now.
Fred Flintstone? You mean that big, good-looking guy? Intelligent, courageous, heart of gold? I know him well.
Gee, I don't think we're talking about the same Flintstone.
Bam! 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 Bam!
Oh, this is my boy. I think he wants to shake hands with you, Superstone.
Why, sure. Be my guest, son.
I'm sorry, Superstone. My Bam Bam doesn't know his own strength.
No, that's okay. I didn't feel a thing.
Dada,
Dada. Little Pebbles here. She thinks you're her daddy.
Well, why shouldn't she? After all, I am.
Hey, you're Superstone.
Hey, that's right, Barney. Simple Fred Flintstone by day, champion of fair play, honor and justice by night.
Gosh, I never guessed.
Well, you know now. But listen, Barney, not a word to anyone. This is our secret, yours and mine.
Oh, sure. I won't tell a soul. Gee, just think. I live next door to Superstone. Oh, gee. Oh, wow. Wowee. Oh, heavens to Betsy. Gosh.
Come on, Barney, let's go, but I'll tell you all about it. So when I went backstage to complain, and they took one look at this gorgeous kisser of mine, they figured I was the perfect replacement for Superstone.
That's some story, Fred.
Imagine paying you $20 a day.
Gee, for a while there, I thought you were the real Superstone.
Say, Superstone, can you get this top off this bottle of ketchup? It's stuck.
Are you kidding? Hand it over. Hey, this is really on tight.
Bam, 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 bam.
Hey, Fred, Bam Bam wants to try it.
Well, now, don't be silly. If I can't do it, he can.
Oh, let him try it anyway, Fred.
Oh, all right. Here you are, Bam Bam.
Bam Bam!
How do you like that? Bam Bam is stronger than Superstone.
Well, at least there's one thing he can't do.
What's that, Fred?
Let him try this. Be-ho! You see, I got one thing he ain't got, a big mouth. Be-ho-ho! Be-ho! Be-ho! Be-ho!
Fred, what in the world are you doing?
I'm practicing to be Superstone.
You'll be practicing with a broken leg if you're not careful.
I'll be leaving now, honey. It's almost time for the show.
Oh, Fred, you're not going to wear that costume on the street, are you?
Well, why not? After all, I'm Superstone.
Fred, I'm beginning to worry about you. I think you're getting carried away by that costume.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm just having fun. To me, it's just a job.
Well, just remember that.
So long, honey. I'll see you later. You know, Wilma, when Superstone leaves a place, he never goes through a door.
What does he do?
I'll show you. Be-ho!
Fred, what happened?
I guess I need more practice.
All right. Keep moving. Keep the line moving.
Gee, you'd think being Superstone's pal, he'd give me a free ticket. Oh, but what the heck? I wouldn't miss seeing Fred again, even if it cost me another buck.
Looks like this guy Superstone is doing a big business. There ought to be a big wad of dough in that till.
Yeah. I'm hip.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Now turn around and park the car.
Yeah. I'm hip.
Yeah, that gets rid of the shiny schnozola.
Boy, what a ham.
The door's open. Come on in.
Pardon the intrusion, but we got some flowers for you, Mr. Superstone. Give them to him, Bugsy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hip.
Flowers for me? Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah, and as long as we're here, we thought maybe you'd give us your autograph.
My autograph, sure, but I didn't know fellows your age were Superstone fans.
Are you kidding? You are the hero for all ages.
If you keep on like that, you're going to give me a swelled head.
That's exactly what we had in mind. Give it to him, Bugsy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hip.
Okay, Bugsy, get that costume off him and go to work.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hip.
Boy, I can hardly wait to see what Fred does today. He ought to be even better than he was yesterday.
Oh, hi, Superstone. Gee, you really packed the house today. The cash box is just cram-jammed with money.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hip. Could I see the dough?
Oh, sure, take a look.
Thanks, girlie.
Hey, what are you doing? Come back with that money. Help, police. I've been robbed by Superstone.
And now, boys and girls, presenting the champion of fair play, honor, and justice, Superstone!
Scoobity Bebop! I'm hip!
Wait, this is a new entrance. I wonder what Fred's up to.
And here he is...
Scoobity Boboop!
And there he goes, with the cash box!
Stop! He's stolen all our money!
Hey, what's going on here?
Superstone just robbed the ticket office.
Robbed the ticket office? Oh, I can't believe it. Fred wouldn't do a thing like that.
He went that way.
Thanks!
Hurry up, Bugsy. Get the costume back on him and let's scram.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hip.
No. What happened?
Hey, Fred, tell me you didn't do it. You didn't, did you, Fred?
Do what?
Rob the theater? What about all those kids, Fred? You're the hero. You can't do a thing like that. Where's the money? I'll help you put it back.
Will you make sense? What money?
The money you took from the box office.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is two guys brought me flowers and I got bopped on the head.
Two guys? And you were knocked out? Uh-oh. I get the picture. Fred, you've been framed.
Framed?
Sure, I saw it on a television show. Some innocent guy takes the rap while the crooks get away with the loot.
No kidding. Hey, I just remembered something else. One of the guys always says, yeah, yeah, I'm hip.
Well, that's a good clue. Come on, let's get out of here fast.
Hey, Barney, where are we going?
We're
going
to hide out, Fred, until we clear Superstone's name. And they ain't yours.
Gosh, Barney, you're a real pal.
Yeah, keep your head down, Fred, before a policeman spots you.
Right, pal?
The hero of millions of children, Superstone, carried out a daring daylight robbery today. Police have started an all-out search and hope to have him in custody shortly.
Oh, how could Fred do such a thing, Betty? He's always been so honest.
Barney didn't come home either, so I'm sure he was mixed up in it, too.
Oh, we're nothing but a couple of gun moles, Betty.
Oh! Hey, Wilma, it's me.
Me, too.
Fred!
Barney!
Oh! Quiet down, girls. The neighborhood is crawling with cops.
And that's what happened, Wilma. I was framed.
And I'm going to unframe them.
Oh, I'm so relieved, Fred, dear. But what are you going to do now?
First, I'm going to get out of this suit and put on my regular clothes.
And then we're going to look for the guys who framed Fred
so I can prove my innocence.
Oh, Fred, do be careful.
You too, Barney. You might get hurt.
The only one who's going to get hurt are those two guys when I catch them.
Open up in the name of the law.
It's the police.
Tell them I went to China.
Yeah, so long, girls.
Are you sure those crooks are down here at the waterfront, Bonnie?
Oh, sure. This is where they always hang out. I seen it on TV.
Well, okay, let's start looking for them. The Golden Pterodactyl. Should we start here, Bonnie?
Yeah, looks like a good place. Let's go in.
Boy, what tough-looking customers.
What'll it be, you guys?
Cactus juice on the rocks here, 2 straws.
So long, Bugsy. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hip.
Huh? Who said that?
Barney, it's him. That's the guy who hit me.
Oh, we gotta follow him, Fred. He'll lead us right to the other guy in the dough.
Come on, after him.
Boy, this is just the way it happens in them mystery shows. He went in that building, Fred. That lighted room on the top floor must be the hangout.
Okay, from here on, I take over. You go back to the car and get a rope and my costume. This is a job for Superstone.
Honest, Fred, I think we ought to call the cops.
Nothing doing. I'm going to swing right through that window and capture him by myself.
Gee, Fred, I don't know. Why don't we just walk in and say, stick him up?
Too easy. We're going to do it the Superstone way.
Hee-haw! 1720, 1721, 1722. What was that?
Beats me. I think it was a big bird.
1722, 1723.
Hey, you know, I just had an idea, Fred. Why don't we try going through the door?
Yeah, it might be easier than going through the window at that. Now, this is the way we'll do it. I'll smash the door in with my shoulder, and you come right in behind me. How's that sound?
Well, why don't we just knock, and then when they open the door, we'll say, stick them up.
Barney, don't be ridiculous. Superstone would never do it that way. I gotta take them by surprise, otherwise we lose the whole effect.
Well, okay, Fred, whatever you say.
Here goes, Barney. 1, 2.
Kind of stuffy in here, boss. I'll open the door. We'll get a little draft.
You better close that door, Bugsy. That's too much draft.
Look at him, Barney, counting the stolen money.
Honest, Fred. It'd be better to just walk in and say, stick him up, than jump through the skylight.
Will you stop with that stuff? Those guys framed Superstone, and we're gonna get our revenge the Superstone way.
Pretty smart, huh, Bugsy? This trapdoor leads to a boat that's waiting at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hip.
What was that?
I think the sky is falling.
Okay, stick him up. Don't make a move. The place is surrounded.
Oh, don't you. I give up.
Yeah. I'm hip.
Oh, you got him, my Barney. Good work.
It's Superstone.
Yeah, Superstone.
That's right, it's Superstone. And let this be a lesson to you guys. Wherever there is evil and lawlessness, Superstone will always be on hand to see that fair play and justice triumph.
I believe.
Yay, Superstone!
Well, let's turn him over to the police, huh, Barney?
Extra, extra, read all about it. Superstone catches criminals and clears his name. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Well, Flintstone, you made Superstone a hero again and restored the faith of kids all over the country. There's a bunch of them waiting outside now to congratulate you.
Ah, gee, isn't that nice?
Oh, Fred, I'm so proud of you.
Dumbledore! And I'm proud of you too, Barney.
Oh, gee, Betty, thanks.
Bam, 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 bam!
And thank you too, Bam Bam.
Say, Flintstone, why don't you go out and say a word to those kids?
I'll be glad to. And I'll go out the real Superstone way. Watch this, gang. Be-hee-haw! Sorry, fellas. Be-hee-haw!